We're an arts organization that makes books. We start from scratch, so we make the paper for the books. We do printmaking. We do both image printmaking, like linoleum cuts and etchings, and letterpress printing. We do bookbinding to put everything together. And we also work on the concepts inside of the books. So we sometimes have creative writing classes. We have poetry readings. We have art classes. And we also teach school groups and work with children, making books with them.
And you're probably, correct me if I'm wrong, best known for those edible?
Yeah, we have an edible books festival every April. It's a worldwide April Fool's Day event. And we have ours to coincide with Art Hop. And anyone who wants to can enter. They can make a book out of any food that they want. Usually they're like puns. They're really funny. We have celebrity judges. They come and pick out their favorite. There's also a People's Choice Award. And then everybody eats the books at the end.
Today, we're talking about Altered Books, a show that you have. Is it concurrently with Kalamazoo Institute of Arts?
Yes, it is. They have a show called Adaptation, Transforming Books into Art, that's going on right now. And they asked us to participate in some way, and we decided to do a show that went along with the same theme.
So, Katie, I understand that you've been with KBAC since its inception, with when Jeff Abshire began. Can you tell us a little bit about the history?
We started about 10 years ago. I wasn't there right at the beginning, but I know that we were in two different studios for a long time in the Park Trade Center building. And then in about 2007, we moved into our current location, where then we were able to do more things. At first, we started just teaching some classes. When we moved, we were able to teach school classes. We were able to start doing our poetry series, Poets in Print, and making our own books.
And tell me, both of you, a little bit of your own background, both your role at KBAC, what title you go by, what exactly you do there, and as artists, writers.
Well, I'm currently the administrative director at the Kalamazoo Book Arts Center, and I started in that position a year and a half ago. My history with the Book Arts Center does go back further, though. Paul Roberts, one of the founders, invited five local paper makers to join him in his studio, again, going back about 10 years. So I was thrilled, of course, and felt like I had kind of died and gone to papermaker's heaven back in there with all the wonderful equipment. That equipment is now all part of the Book Arts Center. So my history with the Book Arts Center and personally is from a papermaking perspective, and that is my love and my art. So when the administrative director position became open, as I said, a year and a half ago, I jumped at the chance, and that's something that I really enjoy, and one of our big pushes this, for me this past year has been working with kids. We get probably 1,000 elementary school kids through each year, as well as have these exhibitions. There's 9 exhibitions a year, so there's four of us that work there on staff are constantly coordinating these different events.
I'm just going to ask it. There's paper out there. Why make your own? What's the draw of paper making?
For me, it's very tactile. A lot of what we do at the Book Arts Center is paper, and then it's pressed, because the purpose is often for books, and you need to have flat paper in which to print on. For me, my own artwork is much more textural. I work with very thick pulp, and I don't use a press to dry it. So when it dries, it's lumpy and bumpy, and I can get different textures in it. So that's my appeal. As to why to make paper for a book as opposed to a commercial, if you were to touch and feel, it's noticeably different. And it's just much more beautiful.
yeah. Like anything handmade.
Yeah.
Can you give us a quick in a nutshell, how does one make paper?
Well, we usually use cotton fibers, sometimes abaca, which is a banana fiber, or there's any number of other fibers that you can use. That's what we typically would use. The beaten pulp goes into a vat, almost like a dish pan, and with water, and you take a mold, which is essentially a picture. To visualize it, it's like a picture frame with window screening over it. When you dip into the vat and then lift the mold, the frame up, the water drains through and the pulp remains on top. And that is essentially a sheet of paper once it's dried and pressed.
And Katie, what exactly is your role there? What do you do?
I'm the studio manager, and I do a lot of different things at the Book Arts Center. I help organize the events, hang the shows, clean the studios, paint the floors.
Everything that needs to be done.
Yeah, I just catch the things that other people aren't doing and get them done. So,
okay, so to the show Altered Books, how did the idea for this book show come about? How did that start?
Like I mentioned, the KIA asked us to do it with them. So because they were doing a show on Altered Books, we decided to do that with sort of more local focus. They are doing really large, famous artists that work in that style.
National, international?
I think theirs is international.
I think so, yeah.
Ours is national, but with a strong focus on Kalamazoo.
And how many artists are we talking about?
I think that there's about...
We have 45 books in total in our show, which is called Altered Books, Altered World. There's 14 book owners. So we're making a distinction between artists and book owners. And the reason for that is that many of the books in the show have the artwork of multiple artists within it. And that's because so many of the books were done in a round-robin fashion. So I would say there's well over 100 artists represented in the show, because you might have in a round-robin format, the book might be mine, let's say. But then it goes out to, you know, 5 to 10 different artists, and they include their artwork in the book, and then eventually that book comes back to me. So I am the book owner.
So lucky you. No,
yeah.
You start with this regular book, the kind that we all see on a bookshelf, and by the time you get it back, and you've both brought in samples of these altar books, and they're incredible. By the time you get them back, give us a description. What is an altered book like?
Sure. Well, the one that we have, we brought two in. One happens to be mine, and one is, the book owner is Joanne Huffman, a local artist. Hers is an old calendar, you know, like a portfolio calendar.
Right.
Not one that hangs on the wall. So it has, each week is on one page. And she sent this out, so the theme of this was calendars, or a day in the life, I think, type of thing. So this went out to, this page here is Toronto, Canada.
Each page has a different artist?
It looks like the...
Or each date, I guess, is how it works out.
Looks like each artist in this book did maybe 2 or 3 pages. And you can imagine that by the time all this artwork is added, the book no longer lays flat. It's quite expanded. In fact, if you use a book with a glued binding, it will often explode.
Yeah, it will burst.
Yeah. This has a... spiral-bound binding, so it does open and pages turn a bit easier. But, yeah, there's artists from all over the country in this book.
And we're looking at here, there's collages, there's beads, there's all kinds of things in here. Describe some of the pages of what you're seeing there.
Yeah, this page here is entitled The Oasis, and it looks like it's got plaster on it. And then in the middle, there's a painting of water. And on the opposing page is words and images that have been collaged onto a painted or stamped background. And that's fairly typical, you know, depending on the artist's skill set. They'll bring whatever they have to the book party, if you will. Some are more, using old buttons and antiquities, if you will.
Yeah.
And others are more current, painting techniques and transfers and photographs, all kinds of things.
And fabrics, it looks like ribbons. I mean, you name it, it's
in there.
It's stuffing this book into this big, wonderful treasure box.
Yeah, and some of the books are really different that are in this show. Lynn Kantos did some that there's one that's a jar full of balls that each of the balls have words collaged on them from inside of books. But it's much more sculptural. Like you can't open pages. You just look at it and see the balls with the words on them inside of this jar. And she also has one that's tree branches with leaves that are made out of book pages. So it ranges what people have done with the altered books in the exhibit.
So, yeah, so where did this idea come from? I mean, who started this? Any idea? The history.
You must know more about that.
Have they been around for a very long time?
Well, altered books, they do go back a while. My history on altered books is going to be fuzzy at best. But, you know, in England, people would keep scrapbooks during the 1800s and kind of collaging theater tickets or whatever in there. I don't know if they were called altered books at that time, but I think that's partially the beginning of it. And then about 10 to 15 years ago, it became a very hot art thing. Mixed media, the internet was taking off. There was Yahoo groups dedicated to altered books. It was a very, very hot thing. It's kind of cooled a bit now. But I think those that are serious about altered books, for example, the ones that are in the KIA show, I mean, they've taken it to the next level.
Yeah.
And the books that I've been involved with, it's a great way to work on your mixed media skills, and then it can transfer then to perhaps a piece on canvas or a larger piece. These are little, they can be, not always, but little practice pieces. You know, it's a book. It's a small size. It's manageable. And even though a book has lots of pages and you think, how on earth am I going to fill every page? Well, you don't have to fill every page. And if you're in a round robin, you're not filling every page because others are helping you fill those pages.
Right, so. Right. And where do the books themselves come from? Or that's completely up to people. I imagine there might be some people out there who it's like, hey, a book is a sacred thing. How can you mess with this? Have you ever gotten that kind of feedback?
Yeah, it's very true. Some people, you know, most of us have grown up in a school setting where the books don't get touched. If there's pencil in there, oh my gosh, erase it right away. A highlighter, are you kidding me? No way. And so even librarians who know that the books that aren't read regularly or they're become outdated and know that the books go away, well, guess where they go? They go into the garbage. They go into the recycling. It's so ingrained in us to not touch a book with the written utensil or paint, certainly. Oh, my goodness. So really, we're saving a lot of books. We're turning books that are going to be tossed.
Kind of recycling into art.
Yeah, they'd be tossed or ignored and turning them into something that people want to touch and look at. And as you said, I mean, these are begging to be touched, these books. You can't help but look at them.
Oh, you can't keep your hands off them. Yeah. I remember once using a very old book, and my window kept falling shut in the summer, and I put it in there, and I got yelled at by somebody. It's like, how can you handle a book that way? But what you've done really is beautiful.
I think people need to remember, too, that on that topic, if they can't get past that, that especially books that are currently made are really not made to last very long. I mean, we're not talking about beautiful antiques with leather covers and what have you. I mean, maybe some, but not typically. The bindings are glued. They fall apart anyways, which is completely different from what we do at the Book Art Center. When we build a book, those books are built to last. They're stitched. They're really well made.
The paper's acid free.
And that these altered books in the Kalamazoo Book Art Center show are not those types of books. They're books that just needed a new life.
Is it fair to say you would go to, say, a library sale of books that they're discarding? Is that a common place where you might pick them up?
Yes. I've picked up quite a few books in the library at the Kalamazoo Public Library, or in the basement there.
The Friends of the Library.
Friends of the Library, yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Anything special that you look for? Or again, that's completely up to the particular artist.
It's up to the artist. Board books are popular because there's fewer pages and they're already a fairly substantial substrate on which to work. If you're interested in altered books and you're trying to pick a book, pick one that has a stitched binding as opposed to a glued binding. And sometimes those are hard to find, harder and harder to find now. Also, if you don't want to obliterate all the text, because sometimes it's fun to work with the text and the images that are already in the book, right. You want to pick a book that appeals to you in terms of its content.
Do you by any chance offer classes to do something like this?
Yes, we have in the past. Laurie's taught quite a few different altered book classes and altered photography classes.
Mm-hmm. Do they draw children, adults, or a mix of everybody?
Usually adults. We've never offered it for kids, actually.
It seems like it'd be really fun for kids.
It would be.
Well, there you go.
All right, look for that in the fall schedule.
There you go. And Altered Sisters, you had a round robin book with other members of Altered Sisters. Who can tell me about that?
Altered Sisters is a group in town that's been around for over 10 years, and we started with, I'm not sure, maybe 6 members, and our focus was primarily books. Since then, the group is still around, and the number of members, it's a very loose group. We don't, like, take dues or anything, but we've ebbed and flowed around 10 members. The original members that are still in the group are Joanne Huffman, Catherine Warner, and Lynn Kantos. Their books are in the show. And now we kind of do a lot of mixed media, different applications. They are starting a altered book round robin in August again, and this show has prompted that. So, you know, those interests don't go away. You just move on to other things. So it's kind of fun to be back at that.
All right. Anything more you wanted to add about the exhibit that's happening now? Dates? Are there admission costs to this?
No, the exhibit is free. We're open from 10 in the morning till 4 or a little later every night during the week. And we are going to be open through the end of July for this exhibit.
No, I think that's it. I mean, they are touchable books, so come on down and have a look, because the artwork of all these many, many artists from across the country is really pretty stunning and amazing.